We have been reporting on a new target in the culture wars: banks and other financial companies that conservatives slam as woke. Wall Street titans push lefty, big government politics, according to conservative entrepreneur and commentator Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president.
A lot of Americans had their retirement funds or their 401k funds invested in funds that are managed by, say, BlackRock.
Here he is in an interview with us.
What they do is they buy up shares in American companies in the stock market. So far, so good. No problem. However, the real problem emerges when they start to use that money to, say, go to Apple and say that we're going to vote in favor of a racial equity audit.
As his argument goes, these closet Wall Street liberals strong-arm the companies they invest in to be politically correct, under the cover of an investment strategy with a blasé acronym, ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance Investing. Now, the firms actually doing ESG have told us, hold on, we're calling BS. This is a total misrepresentation. So, okay, let's hear from someone on the inside.
I'm John Stroyer. I'm the chairman of Calvert Research and Management.
John Stroyer has been doing ESG investing for decades. His firm, Calvert, is based in Washington, D.C. Stroyer takes me on a small shopping trip to show and tell Calvert's ESG approach. And just outside his office, a fancy new Washington, D.C. Metro bus pulls away. The D.C. Metro bus system has a newer fleet that has the newer engines from the Cummins company. I understand Cummins has a high ESG score.
Cummins has consistently innovated on fuel efficiency, and Cummins is also a leader in helping to develop hydrogen fuel technology. Green hydrogen is a potential fuel of the future.
He's talking about the letter E in ESG, environment. The idea is to bet on companies that Calvert thinks will be around long term, and to bet against many fossil fuel companies that Destroyer could be endangered.
Oil, when burned, creates carbon emissions, which are held to be responsible for warming and climate change. And so therefore, there are lots of innovators, lots of initiatives to try to create a different energy system.
If you back up, imagine a few hundred years ago, if you thought energy only comes from burning wood, you would have missed out on, say, coal, and then oil.
The world has been through a transition from wood to coal, and then coal to oil. Now we're going to have competition from renewables. Companies that did not adopt well to electric motors, for instance, and stayed with steam engines, struggled and went out of business.
Just across the street, there's a church with a grassy space and impressive weed management. Now, the dominant product in this space is Roundup, made by Monsanto, now owned by Bayer. Roundup is on the Calvert naughty list. The World Health Organization says Roundup's main ingredient probably causes cancer, although the EPA disagrees.
The company continues to be subject to large and ongoing lawsuits that are resulting in significant liabilities. The second problem with Roundup in particular is that it has been used so heavily, the weeds actually that it seeks to kill have evolved quickly, and there are now Roundup-resistant weeds.
The point he's trying to make is ESG investing is about companies and their risks, not their politics.
We are not trying to, we can't change the world. We are trying to help companies adapt to the world as it changes around them.
Of course, Calvert Research and Management and other ESG investors have to make money, because if they can't deliver good returns to investors, well, game over.
Calvert indexes and Calvert actively managed strategies have produced competitive investment returns, often market-beating investment returns. Performance is first and foremost.
Calvert says its largest fund has lower fees than most comparable funds, and that it's in the top 10% for performance. All right, let's move on to the letter S in ESG. S is for social, as in how does a company treat its workers? Are there labor abuses in its supply chain? For a bit of show and tell, let's take a household object. A paring knife from the Henkels brand owned by Williams-Sonoma, which has a high ESG score. Williams-Sonoma's supply chain is considered responsible. And that kind of sounds like do-gooder politics, doesn't it? Well, John Stroyer at Calvert says, nope, dodgy supply chains are business risks.
If one company is dealing with a supply chain that is violating local environmental laws, human rights violations. It's making money because that supply chain is cheap and its costs are low versus a second company that has a high-quality supply chain.
A company cutting corners could invite workers to revolt, damaging its reputation, and that costs money. Or if it pollutes the water nearby, the company could be sued or fined.
Good suppliers that are adhering to local regulations may be a more expensive supply chain today, but it's going to be there for 20 years. And that's what we look for in the case of Williams-Sonoma. They've got excellent policies in terms of what their supply chain looks like.
ESG investors research things like supply chains by hiring special researchers and buying information to learn about companies and their risks. And then they turn that information into data and they rank companies. In other words, they're creating new geeky metrics and they hope to win. Remind you of a certain movie?
Every at-bat's like a hand of blackjack. Every card that's dealt, your odds completely change. So every first pitch strike, your batting average goes down about 75 points.
75 points.
Moneyball, the Brad Pitt movie about the Oakland A's and the triumph of baseball data nerds.
He should be throwing 100 pitches before the fifth inning.
I'm going to knock that starter out and eat deep into their bullpen. I want you taking at bats off the 10th and 11th pitcher by the end of the series.
The game for ESG investors who put their money into investment companies like Calvert is to trust that this will bring better returns in the long run. Which takes us to the G in ESG, governance, which in English means how well is a company run? And for that, I pull out my favorite game, Taboo.
You ever played Taboo before?
I have not.
First of all, you do need to play it, but Taboo is a Hasbro game. I understand Hasbro has a high ESG score. Any thoughts as to why?
I think it has a good governance system, it has decent diversity.
Hasbro has a board that's diverse enough to get the attention of Calvert's research director, Helen Bugwa. Now, why in the world does diversity matter to companies?
They have customers that they serve. If you have people who think alike, do not have diversity of thought or diversity of, could be color, ethnicity, I think you might not be able to really, in the best way, serve the communities in which you operate.
Research from Standard & Poor's found that firms with female executives perform better than the market average, as do companies with gender diversity on their boards. Conversely, a lack of diversity could invite business missteps. Bugwa brings up what happened to Adidas in 2020.
The HR person was asked about diversity, especially around the George Floyd time period. And they said, just the whole talk about race is noise. And then they put out a couple of products that were not very sensitive to certain parts of the community.
By the way, one of those products that rang off key was a sneaker for Black History Month, which was entirely white.
And once we started digging into this, then you realize that there was a lack of diversity.
Still, that does not convince ESG critic Vivek Ramaswamy. He thinks the data connecting diversity to profits
is cherry-picked. For example, there's no such data as it applies to sexual orientation, because that data has never been collected. Or with respect to race, the evidence doesn't exist yet. And yet, the diversity agenda as part of the S prong of ESG still demands those things too.
There are other knocks on ESG investing. High fees for some ESG funds, which Calvert denies that it offers, and that companies they invest in can overstate or sugarcoat how environmentally and socially responsible they actually are. It's called greenwashing. You may recall VW's supposed eco-friendly cars actually gamed emissions tests, or that McDonald's used paper straws that were not recyclable. In fact, John Stroyer, again of Calvert, admits this challenge. It's really hard to know what specific data on pollution, on labor issues, on running a company actually matter to the bottom line.
That's the knock on ESG data. There's a lot of data out there in the ESG world that actually does not matter to long-term investment decisions. It either lacks the quality or it's not relevant.
Still, when ESG investing works and it translates into investment returns, it shows, according to the team at Calvert, that there is a clear business case for ESG.